Light in this present darkness, this is Abounding Grace. Stumbling about in the darkness? Join us now for a time of light in the Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
So glad that you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio on this Thursday session as we conclude our study today in John chapter 5, looking at this man who was made well at the pool of Bethesda. Now let me set the scene again for you so we understand everything that's going on here. Jesus has come to the sheep gate. Jesus has come to this water source. Now, these are two major themes in John's gospel. Jesus is the gate of the sheep. No man may enter the kingdom but through him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the good shepherd. Anyone tries to crawl up any other way, he's a thief and a robber. Now, what else have we seen in John's gospel? Earlier already, we've seen people trying to find satisfaction at other water sources. I think of the woman at the well who's coming out to Jacob's well. This is Jacob's well. This is the source of our strength. This is the great tradition of the fathers. We drink that water. And Jesus points out, no. You're actually hopping around in your sin. Jesus says, if you had known me and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked and he would have given you living water. Jesus was talking about the life that he gives. This woman was caught in her sin. She was jumping from craving to craving to craving, idolatry to idolatry, well to well. And this latest event was just mere and sheer adultery with another man, right? With another man, somebody else's husband. So this was very serious. And Jesus transformed her. He gave her living water. He filled her. He satisfied her so that she left her water pot and all that was on her mind was him. And let me just say today, dear radio listener, I know we all struggle with jumping around and trying to find satisfaction in things and in people. And we've got all these idols today. The only one who can satisfy our souls so that we are indeed fulfilled and have an abundant life is Jesus alone. That is shown to us in this account where Jesus is at this pool and all these sick people, now he's dealing with the sick, all these sick people are trying to get in the pool. They think that's the source of their healing. And we see this today. Everyone has a remedy. Everyone has something for their sickness. They've got remedies. We've got doctors and we've got the best of medicines. And that, my friends, is only temporary. Faith healers, sign seekers, your operation is only temporary. Temporary, then what? It's going to crash down. You need something lasting. You need a savior from your sin, which you better start talking about. That's our problem. That's what Jesus is dealing with here in this account. And he's using this man to confront the problem of Jewish legalism. Now, here's what he's done. Do you want to be made well? And the man immediately says, well, I can't get down to the pool. That's my source of being made well. If somebody could just carry me when those waters are stirred, then I can be made well. See the desperate attempt for anything and everything else apart from Jesus. And Jesus says, arise, take up your bed and walk. Just the command of his voice, the word of his thought, penetrated right to his bones, and there was a chemical change in the man gets up. What an amazing picture, right? Jesus then dashes out of there on purpose. The next thing you read is that day was the Sabbath. They're furious. He has told, who told you to take up your bed on the Sabbath and walk? Now, I really emphasized yesterday, isn't that just tragic? A 38 years in his own bondage. And Jesus frees him. They could care less that this man is healed. They could care less about his soul, the Jews, the religious leaders. All they care about is that he's breaking their law. He's breaking their Sabbath. 38 years, my friends. That's all they care about. That's what they want to beat him over the head with. And Jesus is giving a subtle warning there. The 38 years was the very time of their bondage in the wilderness. It was the very time that they had hit the promised land, wouldn't enter, and went back, and that whole generation died. It was a warning. This man's life was a warning. The only way you enter is by Christ. All your Sabbath keeping, all your rules, all your law observances, you're using for self-justification, and you have not in one inch justified yourself before God. Jesus calls them hypocrites. See, that's exactly what Jesus said to them, didn't he? See how dangerous legalism is? Jesus warned about this in Matthew chapter 23, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. This is a very serious warning to legalists. This is a very serious warning to those who are exalting man-made laws in an attempt to justify themselves before men, but not before God. So this is a very serious warning. And I said yesterday, we have people doing this all the time, where they come to you with some strange doctrine. They come to you with some abstract law, and they hit you so hard over the head with it. You're made to feel that if you don't follow their path that they have interpreted, their own personal interpretation of the law, if you don't do that, you're rebelling against God, you've fallen into the great apostasy, and you're headed for hell. This is the very religion of the Pharisees. Stay clear of it. Know your freedom in Christ. Remember Romans 10. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to all who believe. We'll come back to this, but hold tight to that.
The Apostle Paul declared his great purpose in gospel ministry when he said, "Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ." Here at the Linden United Reformed Church, since our foundation in 1997, we have cultivated a vision of Christ-centered gospel preaching and a confessionally reformed witness that seeks to preach the whole counsel of God. We invite you to join us for worship at the Linden United Reformed Church. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com to learn more about who we are and what we believe.
So here we are. See how dangerous legalism is. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Be careful of legalism. It's very dangerous, very dangerous. In fact, in Matthew chapter 15, he had to deal with this very problem where the Pharisees had come to all their intricate laws for washing of hands before they eat bread. If you don't do that, you're not a Christian, you're an apostate. And Jesus said, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me as a gift of God, then he need not honor his father and mother.' Thus you've made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." Hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." This is what's happened here. They're beating this man over the head about the Sabbath, and now they're going to come to kill Jesus over this issue. See, this passage is showing us the good shepherd. He's showing us, in contrast, abusive shepherds, the Jews, who would not feed the flock. Christ has come to gather his sheep. He will be tender to them. He will bring them to their land. He is the fulfillment of the law for them. Christ, the good shepherd, has come. In our whole study of John, here we see him seeking and saving himself needy sinners who the leaders won't go after. Christ has this man on his mind. Now, I want to return to this man in closing today. He's healed him, but we've not seen faith in him. So in verse 14, after he had been interrogated by the Jews, we read that Jesus found him in the temple. That's a whole sermon in itself. Jesus found him. Now remember, no faith shown by this man. Jesus is not just in the business, my friends, of making people physically well. He's not done yet. Verse 14, afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you've been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." What a statement. Very severe warning, isn't it? A lot of people think Jesus was only loved and never warned and never confronted. What is he doing here? Was his sickness a result of his sin? Jesus says in this particular case, it was. Maybe it was a consequence for his sin. People suffer consequences for sin. David suffered consequences for his sin. But the Bible also sets aside those who are facing sickness also as blessed. We don't have the right to read God's providence that way. We can never say somebody's sick and therefore they have a bad sin in their life. They are represented often in the Bible, sick people, as having the greatest opportunity to show the power of Christ in them. Paul's thorn in the flesh. "Sin no more, lest something worse come upon you," says Jesus. Let me ask this. What worse could come upon him after 38 years of intense sickness so that he couldn't even walk? You know, he's not talking about eternal suffering, right? He's not talking about just physical suffering. He's talking about eternal suffering. The only answer that is worse than 38 years of being in physical bondage is 38 million years forever and ever in never-ending sorrow. In a place that Jesus says is of weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, what ultimately this man shows us and this warning is, he's warning us about being like Israel in unbelief. 38 years of his misery paralleled Israel's disobedience in the wilderness, where they wandered for 38 years and they all died and perished in the wilderness, that generation. The sin Jesus is referring to here, I believe, today, if you're a radio listener, this is so important. If you're tuning in and you don't know Jesus and you're not sure about this Christianity thing, this is so important. The sin Jesus is referring to is the sin of not entering into him, the sheep gate, refusing to repent and believe in him and come to him for salvation, continuing to live your own life, never bowing the knee. It's like John Wayne said, "I like God until he's under my roof." Think about that. Never bowing the knee, continuing in your bondage, your sorrow, thinking that all your pulls, physical remedies to stay alive are just what you need. That your law keeping, your good moral life is a way of justification before God. Jesus is saying, "Sin no more by refusing to enter me for rest." The Gospel of John is the gospel of belief, belief in the Son of God. He's our Sabbath. He's our rests. He is the gate of entrance into eternal life. "No man can enter except by me," says Jesus. He's the house of mercy. He's the sheep gate. The only way anyone enters the kingdom is by believing and coming to Christ. You see, when we see all these sick people in the Bible and Jesus' compassion upon us, he's teaching us all need him to heal them of the sickness of their soul. Does your life show today that you've entered in? You see, may we all be sure that we are not unbelieving, but believing, remembering the call. Let us be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. this Sunday on the Lord's Day. We are a stone's throw from the border. We would love to see you and meet you. Join us again for worship. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.